The plan calls for additional defenses like noisemakers and an electric barrier to help keep Asian carp out of the Great Lakes. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers recently recommended the proposal and sent it to Congress. John Dickert is the president and CEO of the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. He says they can't afford more delays.
The reason that mayors see this as a big issue as it is because you're talking about $7 billion impact to the region with fishing and boating and so forth, and $16 billion impact to the tourism industry if they get through.
A Corps spokeswoman says engineering and design on the project is set to finish in 2023, but Congress must decide whether it will provide funding to pay for it. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.